Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Friday home, Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Tournament is coming. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Chickie's. Find a location near you, chickiesandpetes.com. Joining us again, haven't talked to him since the week after the Super Bowl. You can hear him on the Believe in Eagles podcast, our good friend Mike Mayock. Mike, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike? A little bored. Eagles won the Super Bowl, and they haven't done a whole lot in free agency, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, you know, we're so used to, it's been a very, very different free agent opening of free agency for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think we were all sort of prepared for something like this, but maybe nothing as extreme as it's been. What have you thought about their moves this week and the strategy moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, when I put my general manager hat on and look at what alternatives are out there for the Eagles, it kind of had to go like this. They've had the best roster in football for 3 years. They've been to the Super Bowl two of the last 3 years. People are paying a premium in free agency for the Eagles players, and a couple things are happening. I mean, the Eagles have about $60 million in dead cap money this year, which is the third most in football. So an adjustment had to happen. So between having $60 million in dead cap and people overpaying for your players, it was going to be difficult. And my hope was that they could get Zach Vaughn and maybe Milt Williams because, you know, I love Milt in 25. But, you know, Milt got over $50 million guaranteed for 2 years, effectively. So... that's kind of a long way of saying that, A, I expected it. It almost had to go this way. It doesn't mean they're going to be a bad football team. All right. It means is that they've got to retool a little bit. Can't be as aggressive this year. But if you look at all the free agents they lost this year, you're going to reap the benefits next year with the compensatory draft picks. So, you know, the Eagles have 8 picks this year and 8 next year. That's 16. They're probably going to get 3 or 4 compensatory picks next year, which will bring them to 19 or 20 picks. And if you want to retool, be aggressive, and get really good again, the NFL, that's how you do it, draft pick.
Yeah, we're looking at the strategy that the Eagles are using, Mike. And as a GM, I'm just wondering, you come off a season like they're having, I'm wondering, does it make it more difficult to make these decisions, or because they won a Super Bowl, do you feel like they have the wiggle room, or at least the freedom, to be able to make these type of tough decisions by not retaining some of these young players? I mean, they retain Zach Vaughn, but obviously you win the Super Bowl, it doesn't hurt as much when you lose the other players.
Yeah, I think they knew no matter what, win, lose, or tie,
right,
this was going to be an adjustment year for them. And the good news is you went to your second Super Bowl in 3 years and you won this one. So I think in the building, very quietly, you know, they're kind of high-fiving each other and saying, hey, we knew this was coming. It's a day of reckoning, but it's really not even a bad day. They're right. going to be one of the most talented teams in the league. You know, all the players they lost, like, if you look behind them on the depth chart, are talented young guys just because they've drafted well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't really feel the remorse, perhaps, that most of Philadelphia does right now.
Mike Mayock with us. Mike, you mentioned the draft a bunch of times, and we've talked about it a lot. We talked about the compensatory picks, and the Eagles have had a good 2-3 years on the draft. But the draft is tough to be good at, and when you look at the record before that, maybe not so great as consistently. Do you think this is something they've gotten better at, or is it something they're just in a – maybe it's a good run, but you can't really sort of have that consistency that they've had the last few years?
You know, I'd like to believe that who they are over the last few years, who they're going to be. And what I think Howie's done a great job with is he's had a lot of people steal his personnel from him, and that's what happens when you win, both coaches and the personnel department. People come after you. But he hires former GMs. He's got two or three former GMs on his staff. He, I think, creatively has continued to make his process better and better. So I think they're going to draft well. And I'll give you an example. You know, the Milt Williams is a third-round pick. He's 25. God, you hate losing Milt Williams. I hate losing Milt Williams. He's coming into the prime of his career. But the defensive tackle class this year in the draft is really deep. And I get excited, and maybe because I'm a former GM, I get excited looking at that class going, man, who's the next Milt Williams? Is it the kid from Toledo? Is it the kid from Florida State? Who is it? And so I think they're going to continue to draft well. And I think if you're an Eagle fan, man, don't worry. I mean, things are still going to be really good for quite a while.
There we go. See?
Yeah.
See?
Oh, wow.
See, Spike?
Yeah.
I don't need to push the panic button.
Well, Mike, here's what I respect. But you do, not everybody we have on calls it down the middle. I have felt like in the, you know, the half season that we've had you on, you do call them like you see them. This is making me feel a little bit better. I want to run through a few of the guys they have signed. If you just want to go pass, I don't know. Please feel welcome. Or feel you're welcome to do that. Any thoughts on the A.J. Dillon signing?
I'm a Kenneth Gainwell fan. Loved his special teams in addition to third down play. A.J. Dillon is a big bruising back coming off an injury. I'm a fan maybe because he went to Boston College, but he's still 26 years old. Former second-round pick with a ton of talent. If he's healthy, he can help the Eagles.
Anything on Josh Uche?
Uche is similar to some of the guys they have. He's kind of an undersized, twitchy edge rusher. Doesn't have a lot of length, but he's quick and twitchy. He's another, you know, he had 20 sacks in 5 years. I think that's veteran insurance, a little bit like Adoree Jackson, you know, who's played a lot of football, 82 starts. But Adoree Jackson is still only 29 years old, and you get a little nervous because not only is Slay gone, but Isaiah Rodgers is gone. So I think what Howie's done at both those positions is bring some veteran experience in just to cover himself.
Last thing for me, Mike. You know, Saquon had 507 touches last year. And we've mentioned a bunch of times, it's not a secret, that when you look at backs who touched the ball 400 times, their next year, either not as productive or injury-riddled, those sorts of things. And I think everybody, the Eagles included, want to go into next season and say, how do we sort of minimize the impact on Saquon so we can have him all year? If you're the Eagles, are you saying we have to find a way to pass the ball more? Or are you saying we got to find a way to give the ball to Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon and maybe we can run the ball as much, but we can't run the ball as much with Saquon?
Yeah, I think what their identity was last year, offensively, what took them to the Super Bowl was their physicality and run game. And I don't know why you get away from that. I think you're it can help your pass game become more efficient. But why get away from a run game that was the best in the NFL? Mm. The way I look at it is A.J. Dillon is a punishing runner. He was a second-round pick for a reason. Will Shipley came on last year. He's going to be efficient and effective on third down. And I think you're right. I think you're a little bit more judicious with Barkley, especially early in the year, and you let him build into it. I mean, I think he's really smart. I think he'll take care of his body. I think the Eagles will take care of his body in training camp in the offseason. And I think the goal has got to be the long goal. It's got to be, we're going back to the playoffs and we want a Super Bowl run, and he's got to be the guy. So let's take a little bit of the load off of him.
Yeah. It's 1 week in free agency, Mike. I know it's still a lot of time for teams to add players, but a lot of the big-name players are off the market right now. Who's done the best job of the teams around the league to close the gap between the Eagles and themselves? Like, I felt like the Eagles had the strongest roster by far coming out of the season. That proved itself in the Super Bowl. You think anybody has helped themselves out to the extent where you feel like they may be able to challenge the Eagles?
Well, my biggest worry would be right in your own division, okay. Washington.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of not only Dan Quinn, but their general manager, Adam Peters. And I think they're tied at the hip philosophically. When you've got a young quarterback like they do, and you can build around him, you look what they've done offensively. They made two trades. They got Deebo Samuel for a fifth, and they got him for a fifth because they absorbed his contract. I think you're going to have a pissed-off Deebo Samuel next year who's going to be in shape and play at a high level with Terry McLaurin. Then they made a trade, which I thought was the key trade that they made, with Laremy Tunsil, who's only 31 years old, probably still one of the best five left tackles in football. That needed to happen for them. They need to upgrade that offensive line. And then a couple of moves they made that I thought under the radar, they got both their tight ends back. Zach Ertz, who Philly's familiar with, and I think was kind of a security blanket for that young quarterback. And they got John Bates, their other tight end, back. Then they go back and get Bobby Wagner on defense. They get a couple veteran defensive tackles. I thought Washington did a heck of a job in the first week. I thought Chicago really replenished the O-line and D-line, which is what they needed, especially with their young quarterback. They're the two teams that kind of caught my eye last week in the NFC.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, speaking of the NFC East, I know I said last one, but one more. A two-part why in the world question. Why in the world would Aaron Rodgers want to go to the Giants, and why in the world would the Giants want to sign Aaron Rodgers?
Well, the second part of that question, I think, is fairly simple, and that's because the head coach and the GM are under the gun right now,
yeah.
And they got to win football games, and if they don't, they're probably done this year. So right now, the only guy they have on quarterback on the roster is this. I forget his name.
Tommy DeVito.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
I remember his agent, Sean Pilato.
Yep. Yeah, piece of work, so, that entire Tommy DeVito operation there.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're the head coach and GM, man, you got to win games this year. So I think that's the answer to the first one. If you're Aaron Rodgers, that's one I don't really get, other than you probably can get 2 years out of them if it's what you really want. I don't understand what's held up the deal in Pittsburgh. You know, if Pittsburgh goes out and spends top of the market money on a wideout in a trade, you know, with DK Metcalf, without a plan at quarterback, I mean, that's not good football. You got to have a plan to get the ball to those wideouts. And I don't understand why that deal hasn't been done already.
All right, Mike. Well, we're going to bother you around draft time if that's okay.
Oh, but for sure.
We appreciate you coming on, man.
Now, I enjoy you guys, and I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
There
Thanks,
he is,
Mike.
Mike Mayock. And, you know, one thing that Mike and I are simpatico on, and we're both Kenny D heads.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Saw that. Kenny Gainwell. Noticed that, yes. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I know you don't do the top five. I might need top five of the random players you stand for.
I don't know. Sometimes there's just a player that I see something in that most people don't.
Yeah.
And I get locked in on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Rocco factor.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yep. It's
always
the Rocco factor.
First one that comes to mind.
Yep. It's the Rocco factor. I get locked in on guys.
And then you're their boy.
You, I used to actually argue with you about Rob Covington.
Yeah. Yes. It was almost as sad as Altera versus Nick Williams. I mean, pretty close. Both very sad.
Yep.
But it's been a long time since we had that with the Eagles.
We haven't had a player.
We used
like
to argue.
That.
Remember the mediocrity of Jordan Matthews?
Oh yeah.
Matthews is a big argument back.
Yeah. Well, you know who's a big Matthews head?
Elliot. People forget that was his first bit.
It was Jordan Matthews. That was one. That was when I first saw. Well, Elliot can drive people crazy, and he'll argue anything. He'll never raise his voice, and he will do a convincing argument, even if you don't agree with him, while you're arguing him. You're like, yeah, you know what? That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good. 215-592-9494. Ken and Simmonson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Sorry about earlier.
It's all right.
It was Buzz's fault.
Yeah, Buzz's fault, definitely.
No, it was my fault. I own it. It's all about accountability on this.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And, Jack, I appreciate your physical description of me yesterday. And it was after I met you at the Phillies game last year, I described you to everybody who asked me as a kind of 30-year-old nondescript white dude who already let himself go. So
Ken, it seems like you have the rumors. I'm down 20 to 25.
Oh, now it's 25.
We're going up, Spike.
Okay, yeah. All right. That was a good one, Ken.
It was good. I appreciate you, Ken.
Yep.
And Daniel Craig is the best boss. I'm a Bond connoisseur. Daniel Craig is the best.
Oh, you're going with Daniel Craig?
As the best Bond?
Oh, as the best Bond.
Over Sean Connery?
Oh.
Yeah, he's the closest to the character that Ian Fleming wrote. I read the books, too. So he played it the closest to the character that Ian Fleming wrote. So that's why anybody who read the Bond book.
Oh, here we go.
We don't care about
that. Yeah, of course you read the Bond books.
Yeah,
what'd you read, Lord of the Rings, too?
Yeah. I read books. I'm Ken. Congrats, Ken. You can read.
Well, I mean, in movies, you had to read books. You
got
to remember.
I know.
I'm a nondescript old dude. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, listen, you grew up with what? Black and white TVs, so with three channels.
Wow. So wow, see? This is what you did with
you
Jack.
You had to read books.
Go back at Jack. I like that.
That is the truth, though. So I'm actually excited to talk some baseball. I am... Still in on Alec Bohm, not a surprise. That's probably a conversation for another day.
He's going to have a good year.
There. That's me and you, Ken. We're the only two, I think.
Yeah, crybaby.
I'm always excited when my tickets populate in the ballpark app because I know the season's coming. And I just love Citizens Bank Park. It's one of my three or four favorite places in the world. But in terms of the Phillies themselves, my excitement level about the team is just kind of, meh. Like, they'll probably make the playoffs because, seven teams in each league make the playoffs. They're going to probably finish third in their own division. I'm not necessarily down on the Phillies as much as I am. Just, we've seen this movie before. We've seen these guys. So, moving the pieces around the board and asking Nick Castellanos to stop, swinging at everything like he's never going to see another pitch to swing at in his life, I just don't see that happen. So, it's not that I'm, look, I'm not a Rob Thompson fan, never have been. Dave Dombrowski, sound of his voice is like nails on a chalkboard to me at this point. But there's nothing to really get excited about other than,
hey, weather's getting nice, it's baseball season, let's go down, let's hang out at the ballpark, let's, you know, think, take me out to the ball game, and, you know, if they don't win, it's a shame. You know what I mean?
Can I play devil's advocate with you on the Phils, sure, on that point? Is that outside of, and Jack brought this up to me probably, you know, 2 months into the season last year when I was worried about this, that, or the other with the Phillies lineup or the whatever. And he was like, well, the thing is, and I think outside of the Dodgers, you look around baseball, and there is no team in baseball that you can't look at and go, ah, they got a serious weakness here or there. Or, like, I don't know that the Phillies are in a worse position than any other team in baseball this year outside of the Dodgers. Do you think that that is the case, or do you think that they're in a worse position than I think?
Well, no, I think, I mean, obviously every team is flawed. Every team had their flaws. Like, the Dodgers pitching staff is not, you know, murderer's row or anything. But
the starting staff?
For me,
their starting staff is pretty good.
Well, I mean, but they weren't. The starting staff that won the World Series for the Dodgers last year was not, you know, killer.
Right, so no, but then they added Sasaki and Blake Snell.
They made a bunch of moves. Right, they made a bunch of moves.
Now Otani's going to pitch this year.
Yeah.
The problem for me with the Phillies in particular is that their flaw is the construction of the team, and their flaw is the flaw that hurts you the most when it matters the most, which is the postseason. You know, when you're built to rely on the three-run home run, when you're built to rely on the slug, when you look at postseason baseball, home runs just don't happen as often, you know, and slugging is down, and runs are at a premium. And so there's a reason why this lineup seems to just go ice cold at the worst time, and it's because of the way the lineup is constructed. They don't prioritize putting the ball in play enough as an organization. And so it's not that they're more flawed. It's just that the flaw that they have is just the absolute wrong flaw to have when you get into the postseason.
You know what I like about you, Ken? You hold Dombrowski. You and I are not simpatico on a lot of things, but Dombrowski, not a lot of people hold him accountable. I'm glad you do. I try to. Jack doesn't let me. But I like that you got a sharp tongue with Dombrowski.
He's absolutely going to the Hall of Fame, but it's going to have nothing to do with his tenure in Philadelphia.
He hasn't done anything.
Exactly.
He hasn't done anything.
You know, I mean,
they won the pennant.
He hasn't done anything.
He's made them better. Like, they couldn't win before Dombrowski got here.
Oh, so he came in, he taught them how to win?
Yeah.
He didn't get Wheeler. He didn't get Bryce Harper.
But those players were already here. They weren't doing anything. They hadn't won anything.
So he came in and he had them win.
He added more players that... He had a Schwarber, right?
He had Schwarber. He had Cassianos.
He made the
Alvarado trade.
All right.
If I'm not mistaken, there is one guy still on this team from any Dave Dombrowski trade deadline acquisition, and that's Brandon Marsh.
Oh, yeah.
We got Marsh, man. That's right.
Well, if you want to break down Moises Chassé dominating the breakout game today, I will.
Okay. We don't.
No one cares?
Oh, no one cares. Ken, give us your go-to Brit.
My go-to Brit is the GOAT of all Brits, Winston Churchill.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hold on. Bigger answer than
yes.
Cornwallis?
Winston Churchill? Stopped World War II.
Oh, was he an author?
Oh, my God.
Who am I thinking of?
Is Winston Churchill an author?
Yeah, was he the author?
We're not doing that. No, he was not an author.
Okay.
You're a moron, man.
Dude. Brain's been scrambled since Rosenberg.
215-592-9494. A big moment coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show, aside from you talking to us. That big moment is we hand out the belt for the first time.
BTA.
The WIP belt. We will explain what the belt is. We will hand it out to a WIP employee. We'll explain what that is next, along with your calls. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.